Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the very important subject of deliverance. We are talking about casting out demonic spirits in order to drive out the spirits that cause the root problems in your life. We've talked about Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe, every single believer. He says, in my name you'll cast out the demons. Deliverance is for the body of Christ. Deliverance brings freedom from captivity. Remember your enemy, the devil is your adversary. He goes about to steal, kill, and destroy. And he works through demonic spirits that do his work. Remember, Satan is not omnipresent. He works through his army of demons, which are evil spirits without physical bodies who want to get into us. They have will, mobility, knowledge, ability to speak. They know things, and they are looking for opportunities to come in. They are real personalities. Now, deliverance is not for the world because they have no covenant with God, and they will not walk in line with God's Word. Deliverance is for Christians. It is the children's bread. And we talked about the fact that we are made of three parts, spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul, which is made up of our will, intellect, and emotions. And we live in a physical body. Demons are not in the spirit of a Christian. They are in our soul or body. Before a person's born again, the devil had control of a person's spirit. And demons could be in the soul or the body because of sin or from inherited generational curses from the sins and iniquities of the forefathers. Now, once we become a Christian, we're born again, we get a brand new spirit. We're a new creation in Christ. Demonic spirits are not in our spirit, but they are still in the area of the soul and the body. They've not left. They have to be cast out. Now, when we're talking about this, we're not talking about total ownership or total possession. People say, you say, and I'm being possessed by demons, not totally controlled or dominated, but we are saying the fact that demons can be in Christians. The phrase possessed by demons in Mark 5:15 is really one Greek word to mean meaning being demonized or have demons. The fact is the demons are within, affecting our soul or body, and they must be cast out. The real question is, are they in us or not? If they are, then we must cast them out. We saw cases where demons can be in a person's mind, causing them to be controlled and affected by demons that are driving them and doing crazy things, like the man from Gadara. They can be in the physical body, causing physical ailments. Now, the ones that had dumb spirits, deaf spirits, epileptic spirits, they needed to be cast out. Now, we pointed out that Jesus cast out the demons, not casting them off. A lot of people just want to think the demons influencing us from the outside, but the fact is, the demons come in through sin. That's the open door, and they come in, and they must be cast out. Now, how can demons be in a Christian? We talked on this in the last broadcast. They are in a different location from where God is dwelling within us. We mentioned in Mark 11:15, Jesus went into the temple and cast out those that were buying and selling, overturned the table, the money changers. The Old Testament temple is made of three parts, Holy of Holies, Holy Place, and Outer Court. God was dwelling in the Holy of Holies, not in the holy place, and not in the outer court. The evil inhabitants came in either the holy place or outer court, and were going forth doing evil-type activities. Sinful activities was going on inside the temple. Well, can we have things going on in us? Sure. God is in our spirit, but demons can be in our soul or body, causing problems in our life. And this is so important to realize that these demons can be in the soul or body, and they're bringing destruction. Now, let's look at some scriptures that indicate of how demons could operate in a person. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, here's the case where Jesus said unto the disciples, he said, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And then, so we see he had that revelation, that understanding. Here he has a revelation from God of who Jesus is. But then down in verse 21, a few verses later, Here he said how he was going to have to go to Jerusalem. Jesus was showing this to his disciples and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed. Well, Peter took him in verse 22, and he began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Who was saying that? Peter was saying that, rebuking Jesus. In verse 23, but he turned, Jesus turned, and said to Peter, now listen to what he said to Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Jesus turned and said to Peter the person, but he wasn't speaking to Peter the person, he was speaking to Satan who was operating through Peter. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Otherwise, there was an evil spirit that was operating through Peter that had given this information to him to speak to Jesus, to rebuke him. And it was not really Peter operating. He was just a vessel for the devil, because Jesus said to Peter that he spoke to the devil, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Otherwise, this was the enemy speaking through Peter. Well, this shows the fact that the enemy was in Peter causing these problems. This shows the fact that we can have demonic spirits in us that Satan is using that can speak through us to be destructive. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, here's a scripture where it talks about, "If he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we've not received, or if you receive another spirit which you've not received, or another gospel which you've not accepted," then what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to resist that. We're not supposed to give place to that. And we're supposed to stay walking in the true gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice that part where it said, "If you receive another spirit which you've not received." This would be an evil spirit, showing that we could receive a false spirit which was not from the Lord. And where would it come? It would come into the area of our soul or our body, influencing our mind, will, intellect, or our emotions, or affecting us in some manner. In Ephesians chapter 4, 27, the Bible says this, "Neither give place to the devil." The word "place" means a place of residence, indicating the fact that the spirits can come in and reside in us. We know that because remember when the Bible says when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes out in dry places seeking rest, finding none, he says, "I will return to my house from which I come out." The demon considers the person his house, showing that that's where he has come in to reside, in a place of residence within the person. Now, how do the spirit get in? It gets in through sin. That's why it says don't give a place of residence to the devil. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, the Bible says, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." We got all these promises of God. In order to possess them, we've got to do a couple things. We've got to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness. And what is the filthiness? It's the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. There is filthiness of the flesh, and there is filthiness of the spirit. We must cast it out in order to perfect holiness in the fear of God. The filthiness of the flesh is to mortify the deeds of the flesh, to crucify it and not give place to walk in the flesh any longer, but we walk in the spirit. We're going to deal with all the fleshly attitudes. We're putting off that fleshly mind and putting on a spiritual mind. Well, that's going to deal with the filthiness of the flesh, but it also talks about the filthiness of the spirit. Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. What is the spirit filthiness? The filthiness of the spirit. That is the presence of unclean spirits, which are filthy, that are causing destructive activities in us. They must be cast out. As you cast out the spirits, it cleanses you from the filthy spirits, and this is going to perfect holiness. This shows, again, that spirits have to be eliminated. We're to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the spirit. Remember, this is not talking about your spirit, the recreated spirit, the new spirit in Jesus Christ, because your spirit in Christ is perfect. It doesn't have any filthiness in your spirit. But the filthiness of the spirit is the unclean spirits, which are the activity of the demons, which must be cast out. Now, how do the demons get in? They come in through sin. Sin is what opens the door. We know the fact that if we open the door through sin, then we are actually in the flesh. And when we do so, there's an open door for demonic entrance. In fact, a sin will bring a curse. Remember when Cain, the Bible talks about how he sinned, and when he sinned, then the door was open for the enemy. If he did well, he'd be accepted, but if not, sin would lie at the door. And then what happened? He had a curse come upon him. You know, Deuteronomy 28:15 says, if you won't hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, observe all his commandments, then all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And they involve sickness and disease and hindrances in your mind and hindrances in family and in your prosperity and things that you do in life. This is the result of sin in our life. Proverbs 26:2, the Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. Everything that's a curse, remember, sickness is a curse, sorrow is a curse, sadness is a curse, everything of the devil is a curse, poverty is a curse, all these things of anything negative in our life that would come from the devil is a part of the curse. How does it come in? There is a cause for it. It is the cause of sin. Now, many people will say, well, this is just flesh. This isn't demons you're talking about. Well, you don't understand. When you walk in the flesh, you are sinning. Whenever you walk in the flesh, you've sinned. And when you sin, the door is open for the demons to come in. Because the door is open, then the demonic spirits can enter in. Otherwise, there is an inner connection between the flesh and demons. We see the works of the flesh. They talk about witchcraft and all kind of fornication and all kind of uncleanness and so forth. Well, these are also spirits. Spirits, there can be spirits of adultery and fornication, spirits of witchcraft. Witchcraft is invoking demon spirits to do things. And so this is not only a work of the flesh, but it's also spirits that can come into us because of a work of the flesh. There is an inner connection between the flesh and demons. When you walk in the flesh, you sin, and the door is open for the spirits to come in. Of course, you can close the door immediately if you'll confess the sin and repent and turn from it. If you do so, then the demons will have no right. Remember, they cannot come in unless you have opened up the door for them to come to allow their entrance in your life. This is why we got to get in the Word. This is why we got to walk in line with God's Word and do what He says. If we walk in line with God's Word, then the spirits will have no opportunity to come to us. They couldn't get into Jesus. They found no place in Him. And they will not be able to get into us if we walk free from sin. Remember, sin has no dominion over us. If we do sin, though, we can confess our sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then any spirits that might have come in from the past, from before we're born again, inheritance line, or from areas of sin can be cast out. We're going to talk on this more in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.